Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show. Entertaining land investment talk. Get me back in the frame.
Yeah.
I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, pulling Stephen closer to me today because we just look so good in blue. What am I saying? Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. I got all goofed up there. That's really funny.
Today, Jill and I talk about flipping land or flipping houses. It's
okay.
A very basic,
and it's
short
not
topic.
A, you don't... And, go ahead, I'm sorry. It's not an either or.
Here's a spoiler alert. You should do both.
Yeah.
And we'll tell you why. Because
exactly.
It's the same thing.
Exactly.
The whole thing. Hey, if you don't want to listen to the whole show, I can summarize it for you right here. We are data people. We are expert data people
right.
In our group.
Yeah.
That's what we strive at. The fact that we sell land or buy land through using and manipulating data is almost not incidental, but it's not as significant. Why not just roll it into houses? It's the same thing.
Definitely.
There's a couple more steps on the due diligence side and the sell side that we'll cover. But in a lot of ways, I think it's easier.
Thank
but we'll
you.
Get into the details.
You don't need me now, do you? Right? I'll see you.
Hey, before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And before Jill starts, I have to warn you. This is a very long question. It's
okay.
Very technical about RealQuest. And Kevin, our longtime moderator, thank you, Kevin. We all thank you.
Yep.
Answers it perfectly at the end. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. Whew, I'm getting ready for it here. Matt asks, hey, everyone. I have a market where I looked at all of the for sale properties and determined that they are all very consistently between 4.4 to 5 acres to 5-acre lots, i.e., $20,000 to $30,000.
Acquisition price, $4,000 to $5,000 per acre.
Okay,
for 5-acre lots.
Okay, thank you.
You know what? You want me to read it?
Yeah, would you please? I don't know.
Really,
thank you.
I know what he's getting at here.
Okay, cool.
Consistently between $4,500 to $5,000 per acre for 5-acre properties, i.e., $25,000 to $30,000 sale value. So he's purchasing for 4 to 5, selling for 25 to 30. However, most of all have been on the market for more than a year, and a bunch, 2 to 3 years. I was able to speak with one of the agents, definitely not a land person, who said the owner has been pretty firm on the price. When I inquired if they thought it had been overpriced or why it hasn't sold, all of these lots seem to be fine. Not landlocked, not in flood areas, nothing really prohibiting the lack of sale. There's no silliness. So I tried to pull sold comps, but most of them were multi-sales, which means the sale prices were inaccurate, which is by the reason that we say get for sale comps like you've done.
Right.
When I get for RealQuest, the total sales price in multiple properties. So I got 5 good comps from that in my acreage range. And they were they went 2.88, 3.47, and $4,500 per acre. See how bright these people are in our group.
Exactly.
My gut says to price this mailer at half of the sold average, which I think is around $2,800 per acre,
right.
Which is 50% off market value. But those market values aren't selling.
Yeah.
I'd then be buying properties around 28% of market value.
Right.
Is this sounding familiar?
Yeah, it's good.
That's what we teach.
I love it.
Buy property at 30%
of market. Backed into it the right way, 25 to 30.
There's a reason that I'm putting our, you listener or viewer through all this. Through deductive reasoning and through writing it all out, it just happened to do, and us reading it now on the show, he came to his own conclusion.
Right. Exactly. The same conclusion
that we
tell.
That's why I'm putting
you
through this pain.
I love it.
So my bottom line question is, do you think this pricing works?
Oh, that's good.
And listen to this. After typing it, I think that buying at 28% and selling at 56% sounds great. But I just don't feel like I have good data enough to back these numbers. Has anyone dealt with the market where, you know, has anyone dealt for this type of market? And checked the geography. He's checked geography. Everything works.
Yeah.
I'm not going to read on, but he goes on. And he says, in my opinion, they need to sell their lots for those prices a lot less than they have it listed and move on.
Exactly.
So, I don't know if I trust their opinion over mine. And what does Kevin say, Joe?
Kevin says, Matt, the market price is the $2,800 an acre that you came up with. Base your offers on that number. Yeah, like
I just that's what I love about
that's
Kevin.
That's hilarious.
Like, he's
you
basically
were right.
saying, dude, you got it.
Yeah.
You figured it out.
Yep. That's good.
I had to, maybe I have stash to read. That was for my humor.
That's good.
Because, that's, you know, honestly, that thought process, that's how I think.
Right.
I have to write it all down and put it in spreadsheets and come up, make it all complicated because I have an accounting background. Everything's complicated. So come up with the stuff that everybody already knows anyway.
It's like you did that. It's like you did all that. You came to me and said, so Jill, so here's what I determined. Is this right? Yep, that's right. You're like, I spent 2 hours on that.
That happens to us all the time.
Exactly. That's what just happened here. I spent 2 hours on this, probably 2 days on getting all that done, by the way.
Right.
And now we're going to go, congratulations, you could have bought the program. Think of, you know.
So.
Or just be around here. Just
so
be
he's got all these properties, that for sale property that are too expensive.
Right.
It's been on the market for years. He determines that the price per acre is $2,000 or 2.8.
Right.
Let's say he sends a mailer out. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Right.
So this has happened to us. And he doesn't buy any property. Let's say that happens. It's very unlikely. Right. Crazy unlikely, by the way, because there's the properties that are for sale and expensive. There's lots of people that don't even have for sale property that want to get rid of it.
But you define don't buy a property because there will be some response.
Yeah, it doesn't come out. The price that he sends out on this mailer doesn't manifest the way it should. It doesn't materialize.
Can you be more specific?
He sends a huge mailer out in this market that he's identified. Right. Everything's $3,000 an acre acquisition price, sell for $6,000.
And he gets 20 calls and they're all mad. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Or 40 calls and three of them possibly work, but they don't have access, but go ahead.
That was my question.
So what do you do?
Yeah. Okay.
You do nothing. And that's the answer. Because there's already, in my opinion, red flags going on with this market. When there's property that's overpriced, and somebody got there 10 years ago and oversold property or some kind of thing. So it's got to, in the program we talk about, it's just got to fit this criteria.
Exactly.
This doesn't give me a good feeling. And I'm not a big fan of feelings in general. But it doesn't give me a good feeling about just remailing it.
Well, also, too, maybe you're talking about, this is like you talk about test for reason. So, Matt, if you're trying to jam a square peg in a round hole here.
You said it.
Because you really like this county, you think it's gorgeous, but now the days on market are kind of high, you're not liking the numbers, there are 3,143 other counties and parishes you could look at.
Well said.
Thank you. And so, and that's a lot of what, I think what we're going to talk about here on the show, as a matter of fact, is the data and the things that we look at. And, you know, you want a good place. You want a hot market, not too hot. You want good prices, not too expensive, you know. And
we go through it in a huge amount of detail on our Thursday calls with our members and all over our educational products. But I wanted to really go through this. You know, it's a great question.
Yeah.
And I love your thought process.
That's
and
correct.
I would have done the same thing, you know, because I'm older and more experienced, probably a little bit faster. Same thought process, got down to the $3,000 per acre acquisition. And then I would have looked around, stepped back, test for reason, like Jill said, and said, you know what? There's a bunch of for sale property that's been sitting on the market for 3 years. And it seems like there's a bunch of real estate agents that don't understand land. Not that that matters too much.
Right.
Yeah, maybe I'll check the county over on the other side.
Yep.
Or maybe I'll check even another part of the county.
Yep. Thank you.
Today's topic, flip houses or flip land. This is the meat of the show. Like all topics, Jill and I spent, I don't know, 45 seconds talking about it before. Talking about the topic and how it's going to go when we turn the mics on.
Right.
And we came to the exact same conclusion that we come to on every single show. Oh, Steve, that's not what I thought this was about at all. And then she scribbles it all out. Look, it gets all scribbled out. And she says, you just talk about it then.
That's what's great. Sometimes he lets me go for a while. This is the reality. I have all these notes and I'll have like... A, B, C, D. I'll have different examples. And then, because he's getting stuff, equipment ready and lighting some things. And then we'll sit down and I'll go, okay, here's what I think. And then he'll go, that's not what this show's about at all. And I go, fine. So here we are. So I crossed all my notes off. And I'm here. I'm here to be entertained as well.
You know what? You can interview me if you want.
I think I might. So what is this show about, Steven?
If you read the title, The title, you would logically say, should I flip land or should I flip houses? I only have one choice. No, you have all kinds of choices. Yeah. You can do anything you want, by the way.
That's true.
You can do anything you want today. Think about that for a second.
It's true.
Anything you want.
That great? That's, you cannot go to work.
That's a topic for another show.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, you could play hooky. You can call in sick.
You could make $1 million.
You can go buy a car.
You could get. You could fire yourself
you
from
can
your
go
job.
Fishing.
Or you could find another soulmate, assuming you have the wrong one. You could go fishing.
Go fishing.
Yeah. We are, to answer the question, we are data people here. We are masters at data, or masters wannabe.
Yeah.
If you are part of this group, even the free version, or it doesn't matter, you have access to huge resources of people that understand data, love data, like me, and constantly are trying to improve how we reach through direct mail at the moment. That could change at any minute. The post office could stop running. And I've got plans for that, by the way. Yeah. We are mastering reaching potential real estate sellers to see if they want to sell their property at a cheaper price than it's actually worth today.
Right.
That's what we do. At the moment, we have a company called Land Academy that teaches people how to do it with land. Rural vacant land, infill lots, huge agriculture, acreage property, ranches, and stuff like that. We are about to release House Academy, and I would tell you, because I'm almost done filming it, the way that we do a mailer and the way that we manipulate data is basically the same. It's a little more sophisticated with houses, only because there's so much more market data available with houses. But that's it. Yeah. After it gets purchased for 20, in Land's case, 20 to 30 or 40%, just like the question said, of its current value, in the house case, 75 to 80%, that's it. It's the same thing. And it gets sold. So buying, flip land, flip houses, flip apartment buildings, it's all a version of, it's just, here's the takeaway. Here's the one sentence that you need to retain from this. You are in control of buying undervalued real estate. That's so powerful. That's what this is about. It's not the actual real estate type.
I'm going to ask some interview questions, please. Do you think people are a better fit for one or the other?
I think they are.
I like this. Do you think anybody that's successfully buying and selling land can do houses?
I think if you can buy and sell land, rural vacant land specifically, and you have got, you've gotten your operation to a point where you're accountable, your yield on a mailer is accountable to a specific number. For us, it's for every 300 letters we send out, we buy a piece of property, a piece of land, rural vacant land. If, here, I can just, can you go turn that off? And I'll just, sorry. If you've gotten yourself to an accountability point for that number, then you are absolutely 100% set up to sell, purchase and sell houses, or anything else for that matter, as long as you understand and buy into the fact that there's an accountability number for mailer yield, and just hone your business on getting to that point and then constantly making it better. So the answer is yes. Accountability is key here.
Okay. What do I need to know? So if I understand data, I can do both. Tell me about the flipping houses and how far do I take it? Do I take it, say I'm a general contractor, can I learn this?
No.
Okay.
I've never. You know what? There is a general contractor in our advanced group.
We have several. That's the best thing ever. Oh my God. Wait, I hate to tell you this.
If you're a general contractor.
We have quite a few that are doing this really well. That's so funny. You apparently are not the norm.
The general contractor.
I can't believe you just said that.
I did it to make you laugh. The vast majority of the general contractors I've ever known have a different
skill set.
Skill set, yeah. But that said, we have a couple of general contractors in our advanced group. That,
do you know what it is? They're data people first, and they're general contractors later. That's probably why they're better at that business. They're good at all these businesses because they understand data.
Right.
That's the difference. They're not just swing a hammer, and that's all they know how to do, and hire people.
If you are a general contractor, of course you can do this, but you need to understand and respect data.
Sorry, that was so good. All right, tell me, Tell me about if I'm a house flipper. Can I say I come in and I understand the house thing? Can I understand the land thing?
Well, there's a million different types of, you know, there's whatever, five or six or seven types of house flippers. We're wholesalers. We buy it for, we buy $100,000 house for sake of argument for $60,000, sell it for $80,000. And the home flipper, that's one that would be listed on the MLS by a real estate agent for $100,000. So if you're a house renovator, let's say, can you do this? Yeah, but I'm not sure we have any in our group. I don't think we do, not yet. Because again, that you have to understand data and respect it and understand spreadsheets, which you should be doing because you're renovating a house. So you should have a spreadsheet of costs and budgets and really stick, be able to stick to it and be honest and straight with yourself about it.
Exactly.
I have yet to see that personality type, that one who is a decorator and can move walls around successfully and still be a data person. Jill, you're one of the best decorators I've ever seen, but as a core data person, I respect your approach and all that. I just, you know, I don't think that you sit around and enjoy it. That's my point. I know you're good at it. I just don't think it's in your soul like it's in mine.
I'm a deal junkie. I'm good at
it. Yeah, exactly.
I'm good at that.
I watch you complete these transactions for us, and you love it.
Thank you.
You love every minute of it.
Exactly.
That's not why I'm here.
Exactly. Thank you.
Are you done with the interview?
I am.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where Jill and I talk about, or we talk with, how to buy.
We talk with our member, Mike Marshall, who happens to be LA County, works with LA County, and he talks about LA County Builder Insight. How about that?
And I learn how to type.
Exactly.
And we answer your questions online. Posted by our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. We are all goofed up today.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
It's me. It's not, you.
It's the blue. I'm just kidding. Wherever you're watching, wherever you are listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.